Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're just about to start the hearing.
Okay.
Thanks. No one's coming on minimum wage.
Right.
Is that happened in other?
It's happened a couple other places. So we'll get through this pretty quickly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably not going to say myself. I'll see if no one comes. Do you have to stay for the whole 2 hours? Or
no.
What's the, no? You guys, how long do you wait to see if?
Well, what we'll do is we'll see who's online.
Okay. We'll give our presentation, and pro and con, we'll still go through the whole thing. There's probably a couple people online,
okay.
And
okay.
Then we'll wrap it up.
All right.
And
I'll take these, and then
now that I know that.
Okay, well, thank you, and enjoy your travel and time. Is this a day trip to Bethel?
Yeah, it's a day trip this time, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, and here in Barrow, here in Bethel, we're about to, I've just been talking about Barrow, about to convene the hearing on minimum wage. Could I ask who is online, please?
Yeah, Kevin Turkington, representing NFIB.
And Ed Flanagan, representing Alaskans for Fair Minimum Wage.
Joe Dunham, Wage and Hour Administration Supervisor.
Dan Robinson, Research and Analysis, Department of Labor and Workforce Development.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone online who's interested in testifying? I'm going to report that there's no one here in the room who has come to hear the hearing, save one reporter who indicated that she's about to leave. I'm going to use this hearing to offer both sides the chance to ask each other questions and dispense with the pro and the con side if that's acceptable to both sides. The law allows you as the sponsor to have a hearing and absent participation. I wanted to just offer you a way to do a condensed hearing and move on with your day.
This is Ed Flanagan. That sounds like a very good plan, Lieutenant Governor. And I concur, and I don't know how Kevin feels about that. I don't know that I have any questions, but I'd be glad to answer any that he might have of me.
I'm okay with that too, and honestly, I'm not sure if I have any questions either at this point.
Yeah, I think we've kind of heard everything each other has to say in six hearings, I think. But.
Yeah, Kevin, the only thing, and you've not been on the last couple, and
no.
I heard it once, and I just want to make the offer to both sides on the record. Kevin, you had made the statement that this proposed legislation, in combination with a recent U.S. Department of Labor finding on home health workers, would make it very difficult for your industry. And I just wanted to say that if you've got any more explanation on that that you'd like to include on the website that we're doing, I offer that to you now, and I certainly offer to both sides anything else you'd like to add to the record on this hearing.
And you said that's to the website, sir?
Yeah, our website is notice.alaska.gov.
Okay. I probably will do that.
Okay, take a look at that, and Ed, that offer is also open to you.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't think at this time we have anything else to post, but would like a chance to review anything Kevin posts on what we had just touched on, and then possibly post a response to that. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone before us who would like to testify one way or the other on the proposal to raise the minimum wage from $7.75 to $9.75 over a two-year period? Hearing none, I call this hearing to a close. And I will just say that our next hearing is scheduled on our next, and I believe it's our last hearing, is scheduled on Wednesday at noon in the Fairbanks Assembly Chambers. Ed, I've heard some rumors that you've got a bunch of people turning out for that.
I'm not sure. I have told people, you know, that the hearing is happening in Fairbanks, and we might have some of our signature gatherers and other supporters just briefly testify. I will attempt to be there in person, Mead. I'm cutting a little close on the plane. If I get stuck because of planes, I'll just phone in, but I will come straight there. I think my plane gets in at 11:30. I'll have somebody pick me up and get straight down there, so it's possible I'd be a couple of minutes late, but I should be there at noon.
Okay. Thank you. And, Kevin, if I don't see you then, thank you for your help on all of this, too. And to the folks from the Department of Labor, thank you for your patience and attendance on all these hearings as well. I'm going to call this hearing to a close and give you guys the rest of your afternoon.
Great. Thanks.
All righty. Talk to you later. Bye.